Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Today is Thursday. And I'll tell you what's going on today, because it's pretty wild. It really is. Today's the 29th of June, and the Supreme Court came down with their rulings today. And there were some wild rulings, and I mean wild. Let me start with the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action. They struck it down. It's gone. Affirmative action in college admissions has been struck down by the United States Supreme Court. They blocked affirmative action in two closely watched lawsuits against Harvard and the University of North Carolina. The cases were initially brought by a coalition of students, prospective applicants, and their parents in 2014, challenging the university's use of racial preferences during the admissions process. Harvard and USC's admissions programs violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, said the U.S. Supreme Court, who ruled in our favor for once. Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. And, you know, the argument you keep hearing, the argument you hear from the left is, you know, Obama came out today, Michelle Obama came out today. Oh, my God, it's such a terrible thing. It's such an awful thing. I feel so bad for black kids. No, I feel good for black kids, because now you're going to know. Now you're going to know that when someone black graduates from a great college, it's because they're brilliant. It's not because they got in because they were black. And so I think it's a great ruling for black people. I think it's a great ruling for white people. I think it's a great ruling for Asians. I think it's a great ruling for anyone who believes in the American dream, which is based on the best person gets the job. The best person gets the college admission. The best person gets everything. It isn't supposed to ever be based on the color of your skin. You can't let people into college just because they're black. Now, the good news is, it was a great ruling and I'm in a great mood. The bad news is, you and I both know that none of these colleges are ever going to accept this ruling. What they're going to do now, and Harvard intimated it today, is they're going to just use different criteria. So certainly the Ivy League elitist colleges are never going to abide by this final ruling from the United States Supreme Court. And can you imagine if we on the right said, Supreme Court rules Obamacare is legal and we're not going to abide by it? No. We will not do it. Can you imagine? They'd say treason. They'd say you're traitors to the United States of America. We've got to put you in prison. We've got to indict you. You're violating the Constitution. Harvard already said today, oh, we're going to abide by this. We won't rule. We won't admit someone based on race anymore. We'll admit them based on their college essay application. And the essay will have to be about how your life's been impacted by being black or minority or gay. And I also think most colleges will now go, okay, no problem. We're not going to base it on race. We're going to base it on zip code. And they'll just look up whatever city's zip codes are completely black minority neighborhoods. That's who they're going to let into the college. So it won't be based on race. It'll be based on where you live and based on your essay. And I knew that was coming because they don't believe in the rule of law. They don't. They have no interest in the rule of law. So a great decision, but there's almost no chance any of these communist college deans and administrators and you know, executives, officials are going to ever go along with this. That's the problem. Now, Obama criticized it. Michelle and Barack Obama, they called the ruling heartbreaking for young people. And Tim Scott responds, and he's doing a great job, and he may be the vice president on the Trump ticket. He really may be. Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, who is black, said Thursday the Supreme Court's decision to overrule affirmative action in colleges should be celebrated. It should be celebrated. And he hit back at former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who said their heart breaks for young people who are wondering what their future holds after the decision. Scott said Obama's and others on the left are pushing lies from the pit of hell about opportunity in America. Here's the exact quote. Well, good news is we're now going to have another African-American president. His name will be Tim Scott. That's what Tim Scott said. Here's what I would say to America today. I'm excited about who we are as a nation. I'm excited about the progress we see in the rearview mirror. What excites me most about America is when you look in the windshield of our future, it's bright for all kids. Unfortunately, the radical left has been co-opted by teacher unions. So making sure we get back to providing quality education in every single zip code in the nation means that your child can now go to the most elite colleges in America. That means whether you go to Harvard, Christian, Charleston Southern, whether you want to be a plumber, a welder, you too can experience your version of the American dream. Anyway, I like his thoughts on America. I like his thoughts on, you know, what America really means. I like his thoughts on affirmative action. Tim Scott is very good on certain issues. He's not the most conservative guy in the world, but he's pretty darn good. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote the main dissent, joined by Elena Kagan, and of course Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who recused herself from the Harvard case due to her previous role on Harvard's Board of Overseers. And Justice Thomas, as in Clarence Thomas, wrote a separate concurrence with his own thoughts. The decision, he said, sees the university's admission policies for what they are, rudderless, race-based preferences designed to ensure a particular racial mix in their entering classes. Those policies fly in the face of our colorblind constitution and our nation's equality ideal. In short, they are plainly and boldly unconstitutional. While I am painfully aware of the social and economic ravages which have befallen my race, this is Clarence Thomas talking, so he means the race of black people, and all who suffer discrimination, I hold out enduring hope that in this country, we will live up to its principles so clearly enunciated in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, that all men are created equal, are equal citizens, and must be treated equally before the law. So, Clarence Thomas, black, Tim Scott, black, great responses. Michelle and Barack Obama, not so good responses. In any case, I think it's great stuff. Great stuff. And then Jimmy Failla has a spicy response to Michelle Obama's rage over the affirmative action ruling as she tweets from her mansion. And so I want to see what he has to say, if I can find this in the article, which isn't easy. I always hate it when I haven't read the article yet. Conservative comedian Jimmy Failla attacked Obama's rant by sarcastically stating the obvious. Thank you for taking the time to tweet from one of your mansions that there's no way for black people to get ahead in this day and age. That's very funny. That's very funny. Good job. I don't know who Jimmy Faye is. I don't have the slightest idea. Must be a comedian. Must be a conservative comedian. I've never heard of him. All I do is work all day. Who has time to worry about conservative comedians? I have no idea. Not a clue. But and then Donald Trump, I guess this was not in response, I don't think, to the Supreme Court, but it was in response to racism in general. Trump put out the following Truth Social tweet. President Joe Biden and every living president except Donald Trump are direct descendants of slave owners. Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Bill Clinton, and through his white mother's side, Barack Obama. Courtesy of Reuters, I hope that every African-American in our country is reading this now. Remember! Exclamation point. So it just came out yesterday that every living president except Trump are direct descendants of slaveholders. Jimmy Carter's family had slaves. George W. Bush's family had slaves. Bill Clinton's family had slaves. And through his white mother's side in Kansas, Barack Obama's mother had slaves. Or family had slaves, excuse me. His mother's family had slaves. But Donald Trump's family never had slaves. Isn't that interesting? Here they are calling him the Nazi and him the KKK and him the racist, and he's the only one who has no family history of slavery. Hey, Chris, I want to make sure my earpiece is working. I've not heard you. There's dead silence. Are you there? Okay. I got you. Okay, good. Biden today, that was the funny part. Biden slammed the Supreme Court for the affirmative action decision. He said, this is not a normal court. Well, you're an abnormal president. So, you know, look who's talking. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Wow. Joe Biden slammed the Supreme Court for striking down racial preferences in college admissions, declaring, this is not a normal court. Biden said this decision interfered with colleges' discretion over how best to achieve diversity within their student bodies, presuming that diversity, not excellence, is the purpose of college admissions. But it's not. Who says that diversity is the whole point of college? He proposed an alternative standard for admission, an adversity standard that would examine an applicant's socioeconomic circumstances and the difficulties they had to overcome to qualify for college. All standards for admission now should be measured by the adversity they experienced. Wow. And by the way, that's kind of what Harvard's saying they're going to do from now on. You have to write an essay, and you have to talk about how being black and racism and prejudice has a discrimination has affected your life. And if you don't write that and you say, I'm white and I have no problems, everything's great, they go, well, you can't get in. You can only get in if you had adversity because you're a minority. So this is going to mean nothing. We're going to have two lawyers on the show today, by the way. Two brilliant lawyers whose underpinnings are the study of decisions like this and the U.S. Constitution. We'll ask them about it.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. Protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard.
card right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Ellery, welcome back to the show. Goldgate Capital, sponsor of this segment of the show. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Ellerroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. You heard me right. You get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. All right, let's talk about another ruling today that seems to have slipped by and nobody noticed it. First of all, the Supreme Court had another ruling, by the way, about the rights of employees who are religious, Christian employees, and it gave them much more leeway. So I don't have that one in front of me. I'll try and get that for you for the second hour of the show. But I do know that it was another good ruling, so that's good. And then the one I'm talking about is a Supreme Court ruling, New York State Supreme Court ruling, so it's not a United States Supreme Court, but rather the Supreme Court of the state of New York reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated and orders back pay. This is the New York Supreme Court. They found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19. The New York State Supreme Court just validated everything Wayne Root ever said. And they order all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated reinstated with back pay. They found that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, claimed earlier this year his administration would not rehire employees who'd been fired over their vaccination status.
Many of those fired were police officers and firefighters. Why? Because those are your conservatives, and they didn't want this damn vaccine. FDNY, as in Fire Department New York Association President Andrew Ansbrough, and the FDNY Uniform Fire Association President Lieutenant James McCarthy condemned Adams after the mayor allowed an exemption to the vaccine for athletes and performers, even as firefighters were still being fired over their status. And so now they got their revenge here. This is great. We're here to say that we support the revocation of the vaccine mandate that the mayor announced on Thursday. We think it should be extended as well. If you're going to remove the vaccine mandate for certain people, you got to remove it for everybody. But either way, just really, really good news for everybody. New York City Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated. And by the way, speaking of New York, my New York Yankees had a perfect game last night. It was the 24th in the history of Major League Baseball. Give me the pronunciation of the name of the pitcher.
It is Domingo German.
Domingo German? German.
Yeah, I'm on with you. It's Domingo German. The 24th perfect game in Major League history. Fourth for the Yankees of those 24 in Major League history. So
yeah, and three were in the regular season, and one was, of course, the perfect game by, Larson in the World Series?
Larson and David Wells when he was drunk.
Yeah, I remember David Wells and David Cone.
Coney did, too.
Yeah. So the Yankees get another perfect game last night. For those who aren't baseball fans, that means you go through all 27 batters for 9 innings and nobody ever gets a whiff. Nothing. No hits, no walks, no error left them on, nothing. Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris. If you pitch a no-hitter but somebody gets on in an error, it's not a perfect game,
it's
right?
Wiped. It has to be no walks, no hits, no errors.
Right. So perfect. 27 guys up, 27 guys down. That's it. Simple as that.
See?
And they did it. Pretty amazing.
Again? Better than the Mets, and always will be.
Yes, yes. Andrew Paul, did you hear that? 24th time in the history of the Major League. 4 times with the Yankees. I'll bet the Mets have none. I'll bet the Mets have no perfect games. Andrew right now is steaming. Steam is coming out of his ears. He's singing the Mets theme song right now to try and distract himself.
Rachel Levine just got booked for tomorrow.
When Chris says, Chris is trying to say when Andrew's mad at me, he books transgenders. All right.
Bud Light, the new live read.
All right. Can we move on, please? Can we get away from baseball, which I don't even watch anymore because it's so slow and boring? Can we move on? I like the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, enough. I grew up with the Yankees. I love them, but, no more. Is that music already? You didn't even tell me. It's time to end. We ate up the segment with a perfect game in baseball.
Yeah, it was a perfect segment.
Yeah, it was perfect if you're a baseball fan. If you're not, it's a total waste of time.
Oh,
all right, so in the next hour, I've got Lindell TV. All you do is go to frankspeech.com. It's 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East Coast time. Go to frankspeech.com. Click on Lindell TV 2 when you're on. If you missed the show, it's replayed at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time at Brighteon TV. How do you get there? You go to Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. When we get back, lots more to talk about, including all the scandals against Joe Biden and President Trump had a statement about Bidenomics, a great statement. I want to read it to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The group that sued to overturn affirmative action practices in college admissions is praising the Supreme Court for ruling in its favor.
A university doesn't have real diversity when it simply assembles students who look different but come from similar backgrounds.
Founder and president of Students for Fair Admissions, Edward Bloom, said the opinion issued by the High Court reestablishes the founding principles of the Civil Rights Act. The final hearing was held today on reparations for black people in California, the idea being discussed would pay descendants of slaves or people in the country since the late 1800s, task force member Don Tamaki.
It is not a preposterous idea, not welfare, it's not a check in the mail, it's much more than that.
Tamaki spoke about reparations from an Asian American perspective. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
the Ruth, Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. Let me mention my wonderful sponsor of this segment, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality. At far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. They've got cleaning products that do not have any toxic chemicals. Good news for you and your kids. They've got beef now for the first time ever. Gigantic. I think it's 250,000-acre ranch. And they will never give any hormones or any antibiotics to the cattle. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, but exclusively available only to their members. So, like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, I told you we had two great attorney guests today to talk about this Supreme Court ruling and a couple other ones earlier in the week that I didn't like. Joshua Thompson is with us, senior attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation. The website is pacificlegal.org, pacificlegal.org. Joshua Thompson, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
So, you know, again, obviously, it's a no-brainer for me and for every conservative and for every person in America who believes in the best person should get the job or the admission to college. This was a great ruling. And I love the ruling by the Supreme Court today. So your thoughts on their ending affirmative action for college admissions?
It's a historic day for equal protection under the law. It's a fight that I have personally been involved for my entire career. Pacific Legal Foundation's been involved in for the last 50 years, basically.
Well, thank you.
Hockey in 70.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and to hear the court say today that race-based admissions is unconstitutional and violates the Equal Protection Clause, I feel vindicated, but I just feel so hopeful for the future of America to recognize the promise of the 14th Amendment that all individuals should be treated equally before the law is a great day. It's a day to be celebrated.
Yeah, it is, and I am celebrating. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, as they say, but the fact is Harvard already put out a very strange response that tells me they're going to ignore the ruling, and the response was, you know, hey, we're going to listen to this ruling. We will never again decide, you know, admissions based on race. We'll decide it based on your essay, your essay that you use to, you know, to try and gain admission. It'll have to talk about, you know, the pain of discrimination you faced in your life. And if you can't talk about that, you won't get in. So, I mean, to me, they're going to ignore it. And if I was a Republican or a conservative and I ignored a final ruling by the United States Supreme Court, they would say I should go to prison. But these elitist universities, Joshua, are just going to ignore it. You and I both know they're going to look at zip codes from now on. They're going to say, here's the black zip code in these 50 cities, and that's where we're going to recruit all our kids and admit all our kids. And we're going to look at the essays required for admission. And if they don't talk about the great pain of being black, gay, or Latino, they don't get in. Don't you think that's what's going to happen now?
I think that may be true, Alan. I think the opinion today, however, recognizes that the universities better be careful if they're trying to use proxies to achieve a racial result. The opinion says you cannot do what is forbidden explicitly. You cannot do it implicitly. And so this is the same sort of course of history that happened with voting in the 60s. First, the Supreme Court said you couldn't discriminate against voting, and then poll taxes were adopted and literacy tests, and Southern legislatures did a lot of stuff to get around the requirement that everybody should be able to vote. But lawsuits came and they kept on fighting and they didn't give up the promise for equality. So this is a very important first step, but it's not the last step in this fight.
Right, because, listen, I have a great friend, and he texted me today, and he said, here's what you need to say on radio and TV today, Wayne. When Obama, Michelle, and Barack say how disappointing this is, how heartbreaking it is for black students, you have to say, no, it isn't. It's great for black students, because now when a black kid graduates Harvard or Columbia or Yale or Princeton, we know they deserved it. They earned it. They're brilliant. That's why they got in. Until this ruling, we didn't think that. We were starting to think maybe they got in just because they're black, but their grades were inferior. Now they can prove they belong and they deserve their degree, just like everybody else. Everybody that graduates Harvard now will deserve their degree because they earned it. Don't you think that's kind of a key argument?
I think it's something that Justice Thomas has said often, is that the racial preferences are demeaning to the very people that receive them. It may be the very case that that black individuals that graduated from Harvard or Yale are brilliant and are certainly more brilliant than me, but to have that pall hanging over your head that somebody might not think you're deserving because you got in there just because of your skin color, that doesn't treat them fairly, and it's not fair to anybody.
You know, a great buddy of mine, and he's an attorney, and he's a very brilliant guy, and I think his record is impeccable. He wins every single case. The guy's brilliant. He took his child to Duke University for a campus tour about 2 weeks ago, and I mentioned this on the air, Joshua. He took his child to Duke, and he said, Wayne, it was like being at a traditionally black university. I thought we were at some black university because every student at the whole Duke is black. There are no white people walking around. It's like they don't accept white people anymore. So I hope this ruling changes that, because I don't want to discriminate against black people, but isn't affirmative action discriminating against white people?
Wayne, I'm hoping that this decision puts a lot of that sort of group-based dynamics to bed. We should be treating individuals as individuals and not as sort of members of some racial class, that you should treat all black people the same, or that all black people think alike or act alike, or that all white people do. That's just not what the Constitution demands. It demands that individuals be treated as individuals and that we have rights as individuals. And I'm hopeful that this decision puts a lot of that group-based thinking to bed and that we start treating everybody as an individual going forward.
You mentioned in the notes here that we're going to talk about how colleges might react with proxy discrimination. Is that basically what I had said? My guess is Harvard will say, here's your zip code, and they'll only take kids from black zip codes and Latino zip codes, or they'll just base it on that essay, that entrance essay. Is that what you meant by proxy discrimination, or is there another way for them to get around this?
Yeah, there could be a myriad of different ways that they could try to achieve a racial result through race-neutral means. And K-12 schools are a perfect example of this. Only universities have been allowed to discriminate in this way for the last 50 years. High schools and K-12 schools have been prohibited from using race. But nevertheless, in some of the most selective high schools across the country, we've seen them in recent years try to adopt certain racial proxies to achieve a racial result. And the Pacific Legal Foundation, where I work, has brought a number of those lawsuits. And in fact, one of those lawsuits against Thomas Jefferson, against Fairfax County, where we're representing students at Thomas Jefferson High School.
That's in Virginia, right?
Yeah, it's one of the most prestigious public high schools in the country, if not the most prestigious, that they certainly undertook a change in their admissions policy to achieve a more racially balanced student body. And we've challenged that. And that case is primed to petition the Supreme Court this August. So we're hopeful that Harvard comes out today, and then the next case that the court takes on this sort of line of cases is our case challenging this use of proxy discrimination to achieve a racial result. Because if we can't hold the line on universities using proxies, then this victory will become more and more pyrrhic over time.
Right. So we do need another victory with your next lawsuit, because if that happens, then they maybe can't even get around it, and they'll understand that they're going to get slapped the next time they try something like that. Right. That's the idea.
100%.
Okay, good. And by the way, the whole reason this really came about was because of Chinese American citizens, or maybe it's Asian American citizens, not just China, it's Vietnam, it's Thailand, it's Japanese. Asians get fantastic scores on all the tests. They're brilliant, brilliant people. And they're being discriminated against because they could get a perfect 1600 on SATs, and they get rejected at the best colleges in America because they say, we've already got too many Chinese, we got too many Asians, and we want more black students. And so a black kid gets in with a 1,200, and the Chinese student gets rejected for a 1,600. And on its face, that seems wrong to me, doesn't it?
It's 100% wrong, and it's not just getting in over the black or the Hispanic kid. There was pretty unequivocal evidence that Asian Americans were being discriminated against vis-a-vis white students at Harvard. They were getting perfect SAT scores, perfect GPA, had extracurriculars that would make me blush, and yet they would be rejected. And to do that to individual kids that have done nothing their life but succeed and do everything they can, and to say that, no, because of your skin color and your ethnicity, you don't deserve admission to this university, it's abhorrent. It's awful.
Yeah, listen, I saw with my own kids. You know, my daughter got the highest SAT scores you could ever get in the whole country and won the National Merit Scholarship. But she was, this was like 13 years ago. She was, I think, 13 for 13 with all the best colleges in America. She got accepted by Harvard, Stanford, you name the college. She was in every single one of them, the best in America. And then about 8 years later, my younger son got the same SAT scores and he got the same National Merit Scholarship. And he didn't get accepted by any of those schools. And it was just because he's a white male. I mean, it's very obvious that the difference was she was a girl, white or not. They were taking girls, and he's a boy, and they don't want white males or white straight males. And they discriminated against my son. And it all worked out. He graduated SMU with honors and has a fantastic job now. And he loved his 4 years at SMU, which is a very conservative school. So it worked out. But it's not right that elite schools can say, no, you're a white male, we won't take you.
You're absolutely right, and hopefully today's decision puts that notion to bed that you can treat people as members of this racial class and keep them out of opportunities because of their skin color.
Thank you for fighting for all of us. Joshua Thompson, senior attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, that's fought many of these battles and these lawsuits. Pacific Legal Foundation can be found at PacificLegal.org. PacificLegal.org. Joshua, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Thanks for leading the fight. God bless you, man. Joshua Thompson, PacificLegal.org. Wayne Ellen Root will be back. Lots of more stories to tell you about. Got a couple of quotes from Trump you're going to want to hear. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered. When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Z-Stack is the sponsor of this show. Z-Stack and Z-Shield, actually. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko always was searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. Dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. So you hear the good news about the Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action, but you also hear my realistic New York street smart gut instinct, common sense, and cynicism that it won't really make much of a difference because they're all going to try and find a workaround. You know, it's not something we do because Republicans are putzes, schmucks, jerks, asses, cowards. I can't stand my own party. I really can't. The other side is the enemy. The other side is evil. Our side are the biggest bunch of cowards and wussies that I've ever seen. And so when the Supreme Court said Obamacare is the law of the land, I didn't notice any workarounds. I didn't notice any Republican states saying, you know what? We don't care, the Supreme Court said, it's the law of the land. We're just not going to do it. I didn't notice any of that. Did you? But I'm telling you, Harvard let it slip what they're going to do today. They said they're going to absolutely listen to this. They will no longer use race as the determining factor who gets into Harvard. But what they will use is the essay to get into college. And the essay will have to show examples of, you know, your life and how you faced discrimination and you faced prejudice and you faced bias. What a terrible world it is. All the above. And I believe most colleges will actually just, they won't even do that. They'll just go to zip codes. It's all about zip codes. Whatever zip code you live in, you know, if a kid comes from a rich white zip code, you're not getting in. And if you come from a black zip code, hey, let them all in. And they pay nothing. Zero. Nothing. And that's another bone of contention I've got. Another bone I want to pick.
because my daughter went to Harvard, and back then it wasn't $80,000 a year. It was only $60,000 a year. And you multiply 60 times 4, and I spent about $250,000, a quarter of $1 million, to send her to Harvard, and it broke me. I mean, that's money you don't have anymore. It's a quarter of $1 million. You don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay your mortgage. It's all for your kid to go to college. And all the black kids and all the minority kids were going for free. And I'm sure in those days that nobody even heard of trans. You know, as recently as 10 years ago, no one ever heard of this. This whole trans thing didn't even exist. But today, I guarantee you, you'd get in because you're trans and it would be free. So all the kids that are black and Latino and transgender and gay, they'll give an essay that talks about the pain of their life. You know, they don't know if they're a man or a woman. They have no idea. They felt it when they were 3. They felt it coming out of the womb. They knew they were not a boy baby. They were a girl baby. They were so angry their parents put them in pink because they weren't a girl. They were a boy. And they'll write this nonsense that proves they're dysfunctional and mentally ill. And the colleges will go, not only you accepted over a normal kid who's white, straight male, but we're actually going to give you full tuition free, full scholarship. And so when a white kid does get in, you're going to have to pay, now it's $80,000 a year, most of these colleges, so you're going to have to pay $320,000. And remember, it's not tax deductible. So that's $320,000 of real money before taxes. So 320 is really like $500,000 to $600,000 after taxes. So now you got to spend $600,000 to send one kid to college. I have 4 kids, and all the other kids get in free because they're black or gay. And you think that's right? That's remedying slavery. That's remedying civil rights violations. That's remedying all the bad things that have ever happened to black people by destroying white people and wiping them out. And if I can't afford $600,000, tell me what middle-class person or working-class white person can afford Harvard or Stanford or any of those colleges. And the answer is none of them can. So they can even say you're in. A white kid could be accepted by Harvard, but you can never afford it. But if you're black, you're automatically going to get the whole fare paid. Free. Boom. You're in. If you're an illegal alien, the whole fare is going to be paid. So that's another way to discriminate against white middle-class kids. Remember, I was an SOB. Doesn't matter what you think of me today. Back then, I was the son of a butcher, had no money, and grew up in a very working-class neighborhood, very blue-collar neighborhood, and I graduated valedictorian in my school and got accepted at Columbia University. In those days, I earned my way in. It wasn't because of the color of my skin. It wasn't because I was poor and the son of a butcher. They let me in because I was valedictorian and I won the National Regent Scholarship and I got the best SAT scores in the country. I earned my way in. And in those days, college was actually reasonable. I remember my parents spent, my grandfather was the actual one who paid for it because he owned the butcher store. He spent, I think, $9,000 a year to send me to Columbia. Can you imagine? So that was $9,000 a year when I went to Columbia. Today it's $80,000 a year to go to college. Wow. That's incredible. That's almost 10 times more expensive now than it was when I was a kid. And let me tell you, that is not inflation. I'm sure inflation would make it like 4 times more expensive. That's how fast college costs have gone up. And so that's another burden on middle-class people and middle-class white people. That your kid, you can't afford to spend $80,000 a year to send your kid to college. But the black kid with lower scores gets in for free.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.